Together with M&M's, iHeartRadio is celebrating International Women's Day by turning the spotlight on groundbreaking women who are flipping the status quo. This year, during See Her, Hear Her, celebrating women who make music and culture, we'll hear from inspirational women in the music industry who aren't afraid to shatter norms. $1 from every pack of Flipping the Status Quo M&M's sold, totaling $500,000, is going towards supporting female creators. Tune in to iHeartRadio, YouTube, and Facebook today at 8 p.m. Sponsored by M&M's.
What up? It's Dramos from the Life as a Gringo podcast. We are back with a brand new season. Now, Life as a Gringo speaks to Latinos who are born or raised here in the States. It's about educating and breaking those generational curses that, man, have been holding us back for far too long. I'm here to discuss the topics that are relevant to all of us and to define what it means to live as our true, authentic self. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Malcolm Gladwell. I live way out in the country. I drive everywhere. And you know what scares me? That feeling of finding myself stuck on the side of the road. But now, all of us can avoid that pain by getting our vehicle the part it needs before that breakdown oh no moment. With eBay Guaranteed Fit and over 122 million parts and accessories, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. For the parts and accessories that fit your vehicle, just look for the green check. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices. ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories. And we tell stories about everything here on this show, including your story. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. They're some of our favorites, and you know we really mean that. Today, we have a listener story from WHO in Des Moines, our great iHeart Station 1040. Laura Sangster had a tough childhood and a very tough first marriage, but then she met her husband, Fred. Here's Laura sharing her story.
I was married 40 years. I found out after 5 years of marriage that he had sexual addictions. And he was living, had another life, 38 years out of the 40. I didn't want God to be mad at me, so I didn't want divorce. My kids, everybody wanted me. I mean, it was awful. And I just thought, I was so scared. My health was going down. I did lay counseling. My counselor, he said, no, the Lord does not want you to be living like this anymore. So I worked for a law firm. Everybody knew who he was and what he was doing. After I decided to divorce, they were just so elated. They put a party on and they said, you need to find somebody that cares about you. So 5 years later, they wanted me to do eHarmony. They were all on eHarmony. Some of them were engaged, and it, you know, and it was like, you got to do this. Well, I filled out the application after a lot of pressuring, and then Fred's name came up. Anyway, we started talking. You know, you talk first, and they email questions back and forth. First name and no email, nothing. So it's quite a process that you go through. Then when you feel like you're ready to just say, hey, I can give him my phone number or my email address, then you can do that. So after about, I would say probably 2 or 3 months, we just really knew a lot about each other. We met 1st of January for the first time in person. He came to Minnesota because he had meetings there. It was like we had known each other for years, and he came by the table and stood up, and he just stood there, and I thought, who is this? And he said, Laura, and I said, yes, and he said, I'm Fred. We sat there for 5 hours, and then we sat on the parking lot, and then the next day, his one meeting was canceled. He says, are you going to be available? And I did, and it was just like, that's why I call my prince, and I always have, because it was like, it was just a Cinderella story. And we just knew. I mean, there was no doubt. And I had no intentions of ever getting married again. But he treated me such a gentleman and such a wonderful Christian man. It was just like God just put him in my, I really believe that God really put him in my life. When he asked me to marry him in February, I thought, you know, I told him right out. I said, you know what? I need to pray about this. And I said, I don't want to talk to you or any connection during this time. Because I said, I really need to pray to God that this is what he wants me to do. And I thought, well, if he finds somebody else, that's fine. It wasn't meant to be. That's the way I thought about it. And people couldn't believe I did that. My heart tells me I need to do that. So I did. And it was 2 weeks, actually, to the day that I told him. And I prayed and prayed and everything, no connection. And then one morning I woke up, got to work, and it just said, you need to call him now and say you would like to go out with him again. I did. So it just all went from there. We wrote our vows together. It says, our promises to each other. First and most importantly, God will be the center focus of our relationship with each other. I want you to know that I will always make prayer the foremost in any given situation, and our day will start and end with prayer. I want to be someone who reminds you every single day how much you're loved. I want to be someone who fills each day of our marriage with happiness and beautiful memories with you. I want to be someone you can trust and share with absolutely everything along the pathway of our life's journey together. I want to be the one person you know who can always turn to, someone you can laugh and cry with. But most importantly, I just want you to be able to be yourself. I want to sit next to you, hold you, walk with you, and share our innermost thoughts. These are my promises to you. Both of us were on the same track. That's where it started. And then we had beautiful trips. We just had it just a beautiful life. And then I noticed one day that he just like stood in the room, middle of the room, and just was like, just puzzled, like didn't know where he was or whatever. And I thought, oh my gosh, what's going on? Anyway, I noticed little things here and there. And his mom passed away of Alzheimer's. Then we had him evaluated. This was in 2014, I think. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
And you've been listening to Laura Sangster tell her story about a dreadful first marriage, liberation through a divorce, and ultimately finding Fred. Those vows, they were just so beautiful. Oh my goodness. Ours weren't as good. I wish we'd spent more time on ours and were as thoughtful. By the way, I met my bride on the internet as well, on Match.com, third couple to ever be married on Match.com. And we're really proud of that. And I knew it when I met her. That was my person. That was my soulmate. And clearly, Laura knew Fred was the person for her for the rest of her life. When we come back, more of this story and what happens next as Alzheimer's beckons. This is Our American Stories. At Our American Stories, we bring you inspiring stories of history, sports, business, faith, and love. Stories from a great and beautiful country that need to be told. But we can't do it without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love our stories in America like we do, please go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little. Give a lot. Help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
Some people say the metaverse will only be virtual, but one day, firefighters will use augmented reality to navigate burning buildings faster, saving them crucial seconds when lives are on the line. Doctors will use the metaverse to visualize patient scans and help speed up their decision-making in the ER. And even though woolly mammoths are extinct, with the metaverse, students will take field trips to visit them. The metaverse may be virtual, but the impact will be real. Learn more at meta.com/metaverseimpact.
Ready to play some tennis?
Let's do it.
Are you going to put your phone away?
No. Roto makes it so easy to buy a car, I can do both at once.
It's really that easy?
Yeah. With the Roto app, I can shop thousands of cars from local dealers, buy the one I want right from my phone, and have it delivered to my house for free. I'm going to try it.
Not a good idea, Jim.
Downloading the app now. And I dropped my phone.
Download the Roto app or check out Roto.com when you're not playing a sport. The easiest way to buy or sell a car right from your phone.
Hey, there's a better way to fly. You're probably fed up with being stuck in endless lines and packed planes. Try simplifying your travel with Surf Air. As a Surf Air member, you'll save an average of 2 hours on every flight and completely avoid busy airports. You can choose from thousands of aircraft and arrive at smaller airports closer to your home, all while flying on your own schedule. SurfAir.com, the best alternative to commercial air travel. There's a better way to fly. SurfAir.com.
And we continue with our American stories. We've been listening to Laura Sangster, a listener from WHO in Des Moines, Iowa. She's been sharing the ups and downs of life, which brought her to this point in her life, which, of course, as you heard before, was an Alzheimer's diagnosis for her husband and, in the end, for her. Let's go back to Laura.
I tried taking care of him at home, and I was a wreck. I couldn't do it anymore. And 3 years ago, my doctor looked at me, he says, it's either you or him. So I had to put him in facility, and it was really hard. I've been in a lot of caregiver groups. I got him involved right away just to keep his mind going. There's a lot of neat places. Alzheimer's Association has places everywhere, every state. And there's groups that they zone into what they can still do and give them encouragement. And that's what I would just say is find a caregiver group right away. Find out all the information, all the steps, because it helps prepare you. If you don't look into that or get the support from that end, it's awful. It's awful. And I was right away with him. And I think that kept him going longer than he would have been, because I kind of kept him in with people that were like him. And it was so important because he didn't feel like he was different then. And that is so important. That is so important because people don't understand. We had lots of friends. Fred had Fred's for 75 years. And we had a church family. We had Bible studies. We did social things all the time. And we're your family. We're here. I mean, these are long years, friends. Anyway, after he was diagnosed, everybody fell off the face of the earth. Totally. They're gone. And one pastor told me, he says, well, they just don't know what to say or do. And I said, no, that's wrong. That's when you need your family. It was hard. So I tried for a few years with everybody, and I just thought, I don't have the energies to do this anymore. It's not worth it. You might know what to say, but you can say, hey, I've been thinking about you. So get connected right away and learn. They have great support groups. Great support groups for both. You go to meetings with both, and Fred and I did. And then you have your own caregiving groups. But now, to this day, he doesn't know who I am. He knows I'm special, you know, but he's content in his world. And that's been real hard for me. And it was our anniversary on July 5th. And I'm going to cry. These words came to me. It says, remembering for the both of us. I just sat down by my computer and I wrote this in 10 minutes. It just flowed out of me. It says, memories are unforgettable, and I only wish I could say to you, remember when. But I know you can't, so I will remember for us both. I talk to you about the past, hoping that it triggers some memory of our past. But in reality, I know in my heart that I will need to remember for us both. When I say I love you so much, you in turn tell me that's nice. My hugs seem a mystery to you. Your eyes speak, why are you hugging me? And you receive it with no response, with a hug back. I miss those hugs. You were the best hugger of all. And I always with saying, I love you, my PJ. A name you gave me at our wedding, which means precious jewel. And I called you my prince, like in Cinderella. But now I only can rest in my heart those expressions of our love and knowing I will remember for us both. Memories are never forgotten. Deep down inside you, I know they are there in your heart. When we talk about God, your eyes shine. That makes me teary-eyed because I know you are aware that He is with you. I will forever keep the memories for us both. And that just flowed. And it's like, thank you, Lord, because I needed that. It, something told me to just sit down and just pour it out. And one main thing I want to say, don't let the little things get in the way. Because you're going to have differences. You're going to have little things that are happening all the time. But that's what I try to tell people, married people, and even older people. I said, you know, the little things don't matter. Because look at what Fred. I never even dawned that this was going to happen. And if we would have harbored on the bad stuff, we would have not even had a beautiful marriage like we did, but it was beautiful. And we would talk. We would definitely talk about it if something was wrong. We would talk right away. And very rarely did we have any problem at all. Even when I took care of him for 5 years, when he got bad, we still had good moments. And precious moments. And even when he went in, I could take him, but I can't take him out anymore. I'm much stronger than I ever have been because I see he's planted people in my pathway. He's helped me to find a good place for Fred. All I want to do is inspire people. No matter how hard things can get, you just got to trust. There's a reason for, and the Lord will put those people in your pathway when you need them. My oldest son is 53. He's in a nursing home right now, and he has, it's called Whitmore's disease. And it's foreign to the U.S. It's only in tropical areas and maybe Puerto Rico. They don't know how he contracted. You only can get it through contaminated water or soil. What it does is it destroys. He's got permanent brain damage, kidney damage, liver damage. And then my other son is MS, and a girlfriend I have 53 years. We're very, very close, like sisters. She ended up having in the hospital the same time I was there. She's got dementia. So I do have a load. I look at everything and it doesn't bother me to the point of just saying, why, Lord? I never ask why. Just give me the strength to be able to be there however I can. I taught them, her family, how to speak to Alzheimer's. I'm looking at it that the Lord has planted me in these situations. That's the way I live. I look at it and say, I don't like it. I need a break. But He has put me in positions to be able to help. That's how I comfort myself. And like I said, I don't like it, but I only have two alternatives. Either to be really upset or, you know, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? And that's where I'm at. I have my days, believe me. And not that I don't sit and cry sometimes. Not that I don't, you know, I mean, it's normal, and I think it's good. It's like a pressure cooker. You gotta let some of the steam out, and it's okay. It's okay to cry. And that's what they kind of help you with too, is when I first went to caregiver, it's okay to cry. It's okay to say what you're feeling. And, you know, because it does. It really helps you make stronger, be stronger.
And a beautiful piece, a sad piece, but a real piece. So many millions of people living with Alzheimer's, and it's tough. But hearing this voice, well, this voice of affirmation and hope even within it all. And a special thanks to Faith and Robbie and Madison for their work on the piece and their collaboration. Laura Sangster's story, the story of how she lives with Alzheimer's. I need to remember for us both, she said. He doesn't know who I am, but he's content in his world. Again, the story of Laura Sangster, a listener's story, a beauty, here on Our American Stories.
Excuse me, did you know that when you use the Roto app to buy a car, Roto actually finds all the secret available rebates and discounts specific to you?
So the price I see is my unique price?
That's right, the lowest and best.
Does Roto do this for every customer or just customers named Catherine?
Well, that depends. Wait, how do you spell Catherine?
K-A-T-H.
Just kidding, it's for every customer.
Get every rebate and discount available and save big on your next car with Roto. Download the Roto app or check out Roto.com.
Imagine air travel that's simple and hassle-free. That's Surf Air. Save hours on every trip, fly on your own schedule, avoid crowded terminals, and never stand in another line again. As a Surf Air member, you're in control of your travel day. Surfair.com. Stress-free, easy air travel. Get a free quote on your next flight at surfair.com. There's a better way to fly. Surfair.com.
With so many streaming devices out there today, what sets Roku apart? Roku players are made for one thing: to get you the entertainment you want, quick and easy. That means a simple home screen with your favorites front and center, channels like iHeartRadio that launch in a snap, and curated selections of TV for when you only sort of know what to watch. Not to mention all the free TV you can stream, including over 300 free live channels on the Roku channel. Find the perfect Roku player for you today at Roku.com. Happy streaming!